2024. The time is 7:02. Jamie, could we have roll call, please?
Yes, Mr. Heck.
Here.
Mrs. Myers.
Here.
Mr. Van Wassenova.
Here.
Mrs. Vincent.
Here.
Mrs. Williams.
Here.
Mr. Zimmerman.
Here. Could we stand for the pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I believe that brings us to... Before we begin, as a reminder, if you wish to address the board during the public commentary, please make sure to fill out the public commentary forms located in the back, on the back table, back there by the door. Once you have filled the form out, please return it to the board secretary sitting on the corner. Mr. Shaw, are there any additions or deletions to our agenda tonight?
There are none.
Can I get a motion?
Based upon the request that there be no additions or deletions, I move that we adopt the agenda as presented.
There's support?
Support.
Jamie, could we have roll call, please?
Yes, Mr. Heck.
Yes.
Mrs. Myers.
Yes.
Mr. Van Wassenova.
Yes.
Mrs. Vincent.
Yes.
Mrs. Williams.
Yes.
Mr. Zimmerman.
Yes, and the motion passes. That brings us to superintendent comments. Mr. Shaw.
Wonderful. Well, thank you, everybody. So my first one is this month is Board Recognition Month, and tonight, before you leave, we have a gift for you. It's too hard, they're too big. So before you leave, we have a gift for you. And one of them is a plaque presented to each board member. And on it, it just says presented to, and then your name, in appreciation of your commitment to public education in Michigan and the time, effort, and dedicated service you devote to our students and community. So I appreciate you for that. Also, a big appreciation goes out to Sodexo and their assistance at our last meeting for the dinner. They did a wonderful job. But to our Board of Education, much appreciation. So please, before you go, make sure we'll hand those out to you. But the next item is even more impressive. So as David has said before, Graduation Alliance, we brought him in this past summer. And one of the first things that he was tasked to do was go through and find all of our kids that are out there just kind of floating around that haven't gotten their diploma. And so he did so, and Graduation Alliance then reached out and began trying to bring kids into the system. And I'm thrilled to tell you that tonight we get to hand the diploma to a young man. So with that, Carson, can you come forward, please? Cameron. Oh, sorry, Cameron. So. So, Cameron Scott Newman. I got to bring this a little closer. Having successfully completed all the requirements for high school graduation, as prescribed by the School Board of Monroe Public Schools, is hereby awarded this diploma given today. So big congratulations on really being our first one for Grad Alliance and just getting in there and rocking out. I am so proud of you. There you be. So, yep, so they want to shake your hand because this is a milestone.
Yes.
You dry?
That's
awesome. So I've got James. James is going to say a few words because...
Congratulations.
He knows this young man.
Great job. Yep. Thanks.
What's next? Now you can do
watch your step going down.
Congratulations. Come over here. My guy. All right. So,
this is the
Cameron.
Keynote address.
Yes. Yep. He'll be at graduation, too. I'm going to make him come with me.
That's good.
And he'll be walking with us. Cameron is a friend of the family. He's my stepson's best friend. Great. And this guy has overcome a lot, mm-hmm. a lot. And he's going through a lot. And Graduation Alliance made this happen for him. It wasn't Orchard Center High School. We support it. But David and Andy and the board, we appreciate that. And Cameron is the product of it. So now Cameron has a diploma. Cameron has his whole future ahead of him now. And we're looking forward to, as a family, supporting them. We love them. That's it.
So, as James said, he is exactly right. Now, because Cameron has gone through and has that diploma, he has all options in front of him. Nothing to hold him back, and so we are excited for him. Again, Graduation Alliance and the partnership just really helped in this situation. And I know that we have, hopefully soon, another student that would be also coming in. So it's wonderful to have right there. So that's all I have for my first set of comments tonight.
Okay. That brings us to public commentary on board agenda items only. Darla, do we have any?
We have a commentary, but they're not on board agenda items.
Okay.
So they'll be later.
That brings us down to the board discussion and action items, acceptance of the reports that we have on our contracted service. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, let's see. Next is our consent agenda item. Are there any items that a board member would like to move off of the consent agenda item and move over to new business? Hearing none, could we get a motion?
I'll move that we adopt consent items B2A through B2C as consent agenda, and consent agenda items be approved as recommended.
Is there support?
Support.
Jamie, could we have a roll call, please?
Yes. Mrs. Williams?
Yes.
Mrs. Vincent?
Yes.
Mr. Van Wachenova?
Yes.
Mrs. Myers?
Yes.
Mr. Heck?
Yes.
Mr. Zimmerman?
Yes, and the motion passes. Mrs. Flynn, are there any new hires here tonight?
I do believe we have one.
Mm-hmm. Oh, great.
And Mr. Payne, I don't know which of your individuals is here, but I know one is.
Yes. Neil Barker's here.
Oh,
he's,
okay.
Right in the back.
All right, Neil, we need you to walk up front and to the microphone. Thank you for coming. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself and why you came to Monroe?
I originally have had a family here since 1852. I moved back, relocated since 2019, and I'm looking forward to growing with the Board of Education and furthering myself as a man. Thank you.
And what position will you be holding?
I will be holding a general maintenance at Fenmore.
Okay. Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Bless you guys.
Thank you. You're going to come on over this way.
Congratulations.
I'm sure I didn't know who you were, but they handled the hiring, so congratulations.
Well, this is at the high school.
Congratulations.
Welcome aboard. Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Sure.
As long as you can echo what I am.
So we have been very fortunate to have Neil as our daytime custodian at the high school. It hasn't been very long, but tonight I'm super sad that he's leaving us. Really, really congratulations on the opportunity. But he is a phenomenal employee. Could not be hiring full-time a better, more dedicated employee. I just want to say that.
Yeah. No, Neil is a great addition to our Fenmore group, and we are thrilled to have him on. Just like we are the rest of our employees, but meeting Neil out at the high school, he always greets you with a smile and respect, and is always like, what can I do? And that go-getter attitude, so we're thrilled to have him a part of our team.
Thanks again, Neil.
All right, that brings us to new business. But before I turn this over to Mr. Shaw, I want to provide some background and context on our agenda items. All items on our agenda have either been discussed in depth at a prior work session and or been addressed in our weekly board briefs. So although it might seem like we are quickly moved to approve these items, we want our public to know that we have thoroughly done our due diligence and review prior to this meeting. Also, as a reminder, all of our workshops are open to the public. That brings us to the first reading of board policies. Mr. Shaw.
Thank you, sir. So in our last two workshops, we've had a discussion over the over these policies. And tonight would be a first reading, which is a discussion only. The board would not take any action. Action and it was considered a second reading would take place at our next Board of Education meeting. So for any of our employees or anyone watching out there, if you have questions on these policies, go to a board member or myself, and we can help address them. So for a first reading tonight, the board would be, has reviewed policies 0122, board powers, 1420, school administrator evaluation, 3120, employment of professional staff, 3130, assignment and transfer, 3131, staff reductions and recalls, 3139, staff discipline, 3140, termination and resignation, 3142, probationary teacher, and 3220, professional staff evaluation. So are there any questions from our board members?
Hearing none, we will move on. As I see, we have no old business this evening. I will turn it over to Ms. Oh, I'm sorry.
I just wanted to say thank you for putting the point out about the discussion on these, but we also want to point out that these are legal changes based on law changes is primarily why we're doing those. Yeah.
Thank you.
Anyone else? All right. Seeing as we don't have any old business this evening, I will turn it over to Mr. Shaw for his second round of superintendent comments.
So for those of you that have kids at home or grandkids, the winter weather, as we said at our last board meeting, it did arrive. The beauty is we're now in a stretch where it looks like it's going to be really nice weather. So hopefully we'll get to about latter February before there's one more day, and then we're done. And we don't have to play with anything else. So, we got 2 days left out there, but there. Winterfest games and dance are rescheduled. Winterfest royalty will be crowned during halftime of the basketball games on Thursday, February the 1st. The girls' varsity game is at 5:30, and the boys are at 7. Dance is immediately after. What's most interesting about this is when talking with Steve, he and John Ray had already were working on getting a makeup date for the Bedford game, and the kids all went to him and said they didn't want to have the dance, which would have been like 2 weeks ago, without having the game and the crowning. So it was really the kids driving the movement of the dance to a whole different night, and for because they wanted the two items to coincide. So kudos to our kids for stepping up and getting to Mr. Polizzi, because I think it was like 9 o'clock that night we were on the phone and making that decision. And so appreciate the kids for doing that. And then the early middle college, we shared some meeting notes, dates, and highlights of MPS Early Middle College program in our week in review. The first informational meeting has been rescheduled for tomorrow evening. Early Middle College saves time and money, enabling students to earn an associate's degree. So it is a 5-year program for our kids, and it's a beautiful opportunity for all of our students to take part in. So lots of communications going out to our kids that want to move in that road. And so that's all I have for tonight's comments.
All right. So this is public commentary, any topic. Darla, I will turn it over to you.
Yes, we have a couple guests with us. I just want to let everybody know what the process is. So there'll be 3 minutes, and you can come up to the podium, and there is a microphone, and I encourage you to use it. I will give you signs that give you a countdown as to kind of give you an idea of where you're at with your time, and then I'll give you one that says your time has expired. During this time, we're getting your information, and we probably won't have any answers for you today, but the plan is take your information and then get back to you. And Andy usually addresses them at the very next board meeting as well. Okay? First up is Rick Carvet. Did I say that right? Thank you.
Do I need to turn this on or is it already? All right, thank you very much. I first wanted to talk about the Monroe High School pool again. I have talked to other boards before, but I know that there's always new people coming in. So quick review, about 23 years ago on February 6, 2001, the Michigan Department of Environmental Quality said the high school pool was too shallow for using starting blocks. And since that time, all of our swim meets, if we've had home meets, have been going from a push-off. Most teams don't want to come and compete in that fashion, so we go away. It's been 22 years since my daughter had her last year of swimming and was unable to go off the blocks. 16 years since my son finished 4 years of swimming without ever being able to use the starting blocks. It's been 2 years, 2 months since Matt Bunkelman brought up the pool as old business on November 23rd, 2021. 2 years ago, on January 11th, both the pool and the football field were approved for study as future agenda items. It's been 1 year and 10 months since Dr. Ray presented two quotes for football field renovation on March 8th, 2022. It's been 1 year, 9.5 months since the board approved $1.8 million to redo a perfectly usable football field. At that same meeting, the operations department were directed by the board to seek estimates for pool work. 1 year, 5 months ago, the new football field, track, and weight room were in use. The football field went from consideration as new business to amazing in 8 months. The pool project hasn't even had a cost estimate done yet. Since that time of the football field getting started, the pool has been listed as an agenda item on the work session for the 8th of July. Mr. Shaw said at that time that nothing had been done. He indicated the goal was to make the pool legal for competition at the lowest possible cost, and that an analysis would have to be completed by a pool engineer or architect. That was 6 months ago. In November, my grandson started swimming, still not able to use the starting blocks here at the pool. At the last board meeting, Mrs. Nadinger again asked about the pool during public commentary, and Mr. Shaw said he would call her about that. But really, there are a lot more people that are interested in finding out what's going on with the pool, so a call to one person doesn't do it. I'd appreciate to know, over the 23 years, has anything been budgeted to renovate the pool, or is it going to be something that you have to pay for all of a sudden? What options are being looked at, and who is in charge of these efforts? I was going to ask about the dog park, too. Thank you.
3 minutes goes fast.
It does, and I
yeah.
talk too much.
Thank you. Okay, thank you. Jeremy? Oh, yeah. Jeremy? Kimberly. Thank you, I'm sorry.
Since we're both here to speak on the same thing, we thought we'd come together. Is that all right?
That's perfectly fine, thank you.
We are very close.
Excuse me.
Our rooms are next to each other. It's a big deal.
It works. Right. So you go ahead.
You do have to use the mic because of people online.
Zoom.
Okay. Oh, hey. All right. Good evening, board. My name's Travis. This is Jeremy. We represent the English department at the high school, and we're here tonight to say thank you for the purchase of books that you guys approved for us recently.
During the board meeting I was listening to, I wasn't able to attend. There were some questions that came up that I thought maybe I could quickly address, and then if you had further, you could reach out. It seemed like there were questions on how books were selected. We spent over a year and a half selecting the books from various lists created by literacy experts like Kelly Gallagher, Penny Kittle, Zahra Ahmed. We took popular authors from young adults, took both books that they wrote and books that they suggested. And so that was a big core of our list. And then you want to speak to?
Sure. Yeah, the big thing with these books and having books in our classrooms is attention, is getting kids to hold their interest. We're in a constant battle of attention that's been conditioned away. This is well studied and well documented. And we can do the work with reading and building literacy by having intentional, reflective reading in our classrooms. And that happens, but it happens a lot easier if we get books in hands of students that they don't hate immediately. And sometimes that's a graphic novel. Sometimes that's a novelization of a video game. And those are means to our ends. And our ends is getting kids to reflectively spend time reading in the classroom, which is one of the best things that we can do for literacy. So we really do want to thank you for providing those funds.
Also, another concern seemed to be, you know, what the students might be reading. All of us have a portion of our syllabus that's dedicated to that. There's, like, if a parent wants to have us monitor or have a say in what their student is reading, all they have to do is reach out. And I get a syllabus from all of my students signed. And, yeah.
Go ahead. We have 1 minute. I don't know what to do with the... Do you guys want a song?
All right. I thought you had something.
I don't.
Oh, you don't? All right.
That was a solid ending, I think.
But on a serious note, I know that there's a lot that went into this, a lot of discussion on your end, a lot that can be said. If you want to talk more about it, reach out to us. I'm willing to talk about reading most days. After school, let's sit down, get a coffee at Panera. So, all
right. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you, gentlemen. And that concludes public commentary.
All right, that brings us to, are there any board comments tonight?
I have a comment. So in future board work sessions and in future board meetings, we are going to be hearing from different organizations that the board may be selecting to work on our strategic plan for the entire school district. So the strategic plan, no matter what organization, if we even select an organization to work with us to create this strategic plan, the most important component, in my opinion, is the community input. So input from families, input from business owners, input from community members is the foundation that is going to guide this entire process. So the strategic planning process isn't just what we do. It's not just what teachers see. It's not just what students experience in the classroom. So in the coming months, after this selection process happens, after we decide what the visioning process will be, there's going to be a call to action. So in that call to action, please, please, please find an opportunity to reach out and be active. Find an opportunity to raise your voice. Find an opportunity to engage, because that is vital to our strategic plan reflecting our school community. That's all.
When would that occur, Mary, as far as when will they be notified or...
Well, we have to figure out, first off, if we're going to, like, use an organization or not. Okay. And then pending what organization, if we choose one, they would have a process, and whatever that process would look like, pending what phase, that's when the community engagement would come in.
So the strategic plan is more than just a analysis and revision of board plans,
right?
It's a strategic plan involving the whole community.
It's about our whole day.
So our strategic plan is a reflection of our students, parents, staff, community members, and what our long-range goals are for our school district is your strategic plan. And that'll encapsulate, they'll have student data as a part of it, and then so there'll be survey work that'll occur, so both companies that come in, that's what they're going to present, what actually goes into a strategic plan.
Oh, okay. Good to know. Yeah. I'm glad we were informed, Mary. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Anyone else?
Anything else, Mary, you can tell us about?
It's a very comprehensive process. Yes. Because a strategic plan isn't, we want kids to do good in school. It's more of, how can our community and our school district work together so that everybody can succeed, with the idea that our end result is when students enter the gates of our school district that they leave a successful and well-educated person.
Mm-hmm. I guess the organizations I belong to, I guess there's a strategic planning phase, but it doesn't involve as many members, as many organizations. It's more in conformance with what our policy says, but this is something different, right?
This would be our vision and our mission statements and our goals and objectives.
Involving the whole community as opposed to...
Yeah, I don't recall multiple stakeholders that have contributed to the previous, just not based on the few years that I've been here. I don't recall hearing that, so it sounds new to me, too.
Well, the strategic plan that happened in 2017 had that process.
Well, I was here and wasn't involving people. I'm just telling you, that's, you know, so I was sleeping all that time. I don't think so.
I think in order to get a strategic plan in place that serves the entire community, that we need to involve as many community members and stakeholders as we can. Parents, students, leaders, people who are going to send their future children here, people who already have graduates from here. As many people that can contribute, that's where we're going to find a mission and a vision that's going to suit our district and the community.
See, that's where, I'm not saying I disagree either. I'm just, this is the first time I'm hearing it. So, you know, we are elected members and we're elected by the community to represent the views that we ran on, and those community members put us in these seats to make those decisions on what things look like. And I'm not saying that other stakeholders shouldn't be involved. I just didn't know that this was one of those processes that multi-stakeholders were involved in. This is just the first time I'm hearing it, so I just wasn't aware.
Anyone else?
Should we pack the audience with our friends to make sure
yes.
they have their input?
Of course.
I'm saying that has occurred in the past.
And that concludes our agenda for this evening. Our next regular board meeting will be held on Tuesday, February 13th, 2024. We'll begin at 7 p.m. A board workshop will be held prior to the board meeting at 5:30. Can I get a motion for an adjournment?
So moved.
Support.
Show of hands. The Monroe Public School Board Education meeting on January 2024 is adjourned at 7:29.